Hello, brilliant entrepreneur. It's Tash Corbin here, and welcome to another episode of the Heart-Centered Business Podcast. This is episode number 369, which means you can find all the relevant links and the show notes for today's episode over at tashcorbin.com/369. In today's episode, I'm talking how you can move forward from the spaghetti stage of business. So when I say spaghetti stage, I mean that time in your business where you feel like you're constantly throwing spaghetti at the wall and just trying to see what sticks, and you're not necessarily feeling like it's particularly strategic or effective in getting you to your business and growth goals as quickly and effectively as possible. So if that is something that you're feeling some pain points around at the moment, or you would like to know how you can ensure you get out of spaghetti mode as quickly as possible, this is going to be the episode for you. Let's dive on in. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart-Centered Business Podcast. Generally, when we start an online business in particular, we all start pretty similarly. We all start with playing with different things, experimenting with different things, trying different things out, and ultimately, we're throwing a bunch of spaghetti at the wall. Yeah? So you think about throwing spaghetti at the wall, not everything's going to stick, so you're just throwing as much at it as you can. However, at some point, you're just wasting time and energy and the chances that you have to really scale up and grow if you continuously keep just throwing action at your business. So how do you get from that spaghetti stage and trying all the things and being in this constant state of experimenting to the point where you know what your strategy is? You know where to focus your energy and attention. You know what is going to reliably and predictably create results in your business. Well, that's what I'm going to walk you through today. So let's start off with number one. Number one, have CEO dates. Now, this might sound a little frivolous, but it is so powerful. CEO time is the time in your business where you're looking at your numbers. You are reviewing strategically and you're making those important decisions. So if you don't have CEO time blocked out regularly, pop those CEO dates in your calendar so that you can protect that time in which you do review your numbers, look at what's going on in your business and make strategic decisions. For a lot of people, their CEO time is when they're working with their business mentor. Their CEO time is a monthly date with their business mentor, and then they have little weekly self-led type CEO dates. Your CEO time is really critical to taking a step back from the day-to-day and seeing what are the numbers telling me? What insight am I getting in relation to my results, where my leads are coming from, my reach on social media, like all of what I'm putting into my business? When do you actually stop and look at what it's doing and what the numbers are trying to tell you? That is CEO time. So step number one is make sure that you are consistently engaging in CEO time. And I recommend booking regular CEO dates, whether that be solo or with a business mentor or with a mindset mentor, but really giving yourself the opportunity to look especially at your numbers and what they're telling you. Number two is to organize your marketing in your business into a client attraction process. So if you've ever done my 5D CAC, the 5-day client attraction challenge, or you've been through any of my training on the startup and growth stages of business and marketing, you'll likely have heard about the client attraction process. So this is something that I've mapped out. It's the terms that I have used to describe the journey from someone finding out about you to buying from you and you delivering. And that client attraction process gives you the structure through which most people go through that journey that they go through from finding you to being on your mailing list and nurturing a relationship and then identifying as a lead and then actually buying something. And when you break it up in that way, what it allows you to do is to look for where are you putting in a lot of time and energy for little return. Where are you ignoring them in that process? What are the bottlenecks? And so that you've got that clarity of where you need to be putting time, energy, and attention, and where maybe you could stand to lose a bit of that workload. For a lot of us, we default when we're trying to come up with things to grow our business. Our number one thought is, how do I get in front of more people? Audience, reach, right? I just need to reach more people. for most people, you don't have a reach issue. You actually have a nurture issue or a lead generation issue or a conversion issue. And so by breaking your marketing into that client attraction process and looking at it through those layers, you'll be able to see if that's the case for you and just reallocate some of that time and recognize that reach is the most time intensive and expensive part of your business. And if that reach isn't resulting in paying clients, then ultimately you're wasting your time. So just by having the structure of a client attraction process and understanding what goes into each layer, you'll be able to see that imbalance, you'll be able to see the bottlenecks, and you'll be able to stop just throwing everything at it and be strategic about what's going to work. Number three is to tune out fear-based gurus who just give you FOMO. The reason why that guru is telling you that five-day challenges are the most important way for you to get clients and that's the only way that you're going to get the conversion that you need and da-da-da is because, surprise, surprise, they sell a course on how to run five-day challenges, right? The reason why that person is saying you must be on Instagram, you must be doing reels, you must be doing twice daily reels, and you know why? Because they teach you how to do that in their program, because they are attached to that strategy for you, because then you'll pay them money to learn that strategy. Most of the online courses I see out there helping people to grow their business, helping people to market, are actually focused on reach alone. They don't contribute to the bottom line of the business with the same level of predictability as actually nailing a good lead generation strategy or nailing a really solid entire client attraction process. So a lot of the marketing speak that we take in, a lot of the messaging that we take in on social media is specifically designed to make us feel like we must do what this person teaches. So of course, we get all caught up in believing all of that. They have a vested interest in collecting information and stats that make it look like I must do this. This is a must-do strategy for my business. You must do Tripwise because look at these statistics. You must do low ticket. Look at these statistics, right? Any statistic can be bent in to support any kind of argument, right? We know that. And so when you realize that every single person giving you free advice on the internet has a vested interest in presenting that information in a certain way to make you feel like you're missing out on something, then it actually creates this great ability to scroll on by and not buy into it. One of the big things that people talk about being in the takeoff program actually is that when they get caught up in maybe that shiny object, they can bring any of that strategy to me. And because I know their niche, their business, their stage of business, what they're already working on, they can be confident that I can give them independent advice or more informed advice about whether that strategy is the right fit for them or not. So, you know, we had a huge, big influx of conversations about Tripwise again in the Takeoff program just a few weeks ago. And for most of the people who were talking about it, they weren't at that stage of their business yet. They actually wasn't the right decision for them. And I was able to go through based on like what they're working on and what they're already doing and how their client attraction process is structured. The things that they were told about why they needed Tripwise actually weren't true. And that putting Tripwise in place would actually delay the short-term income growth that they were on the fast track to achieving in their business. And so, you know, that is a big benefit of having like a core mentor or a couple of mentors that you can have those conversations with, because any of that fear-based stuff that comes up for you and any of that FOMO of like, oh, I'm missing out on something because I'm not on TikTok, or I'm missing out on something because da-da, when you have a mentor that you can speak to about that and you know, get their informed insight into whether it'll be a good fit for your business and how it would integrate into your strategy, actually just makes such a big difference. And it means that you're a lot more resilient to some of that fear-based stuff as well. So learn how, if you want to get out of the spaghetti stage of business, stop listening to guru after guru who has a different opinion on what a different reach strategy is the non-negotiable reach strategy for people online these days, right? They have a vested interest in getting you stuck in spaghetti stage because they want you to buy their course on how to do reels. They want you to buy their course on how to do 5-day challenges. They want you to buy their course on how to do TikTok. They want you to buy their course, right? So of course, they're going to tell you that you must be using that strategy. So learn how to tune them out and get clear on who are you listening to right now and where do you go to work out whether that's the right fit for your business or not. Because 5-day challenges aren't the right fit for every single business. So, but the person who sells the 5-day challenge course will tell you it works for every business. And so who do you go to for that discernment? Who do you go for that actual like rigorous discussion and conversation about whether that's the right path forward for you or not? Number four, and this is related to what I've just said, is have a mentor. Have a mentor. There are certain times in your business journey where you need that extra set of eyes and that that advice and opinion, like not a coach, like, oh, do you think you should do Facebook ads, right? It's not a pure coaching relationship. It's a mentorship relationship. There are times in your business where you need to work with a mentor. I have worked with mentors in those times in my business, and where I've resisted working with a mentor, I've just stretched out the time that I stay stuck where I am. And when I finally invest, when I finally find someone to work with, when I finally make a decision to get that mentoring, that's when the growth happens. So having a mentor will help you to refine your strategy down, to really focus on what's going to move you forward, to keep those shiny objects at bay, and to also just keep you on track. Because for a lot of us, the reason why we want to throw out a strategy is because it's not because it's not working. It's because we're afraid it will work. It's because we're seeing some signs that it is working and, we don't want to get too visible, or, you know, there's some upper limit stuff that's happening for us. So if you are finding yourself in that spaghetti stage of business and you just feel like you've been staying there a little too long, then it may be time to consider engaging a mentor, whether that be in a high touch mastermind, a one-to-one relationship, a high touch group program where you actually have conversations, but something where you can get some discernment and they learn about your business. They can make informed, give informed advice about what might be the right fit for you. And then the final thing that I think will really help people get out of the spaghetti stage of business is to start having a plan moving forward. Now, I know the word plan can for some people feel very boxing and you're stifling, and it creates visions of 42-page templates that no one ever looks at once they've filled them in. That's not the kind of planning that I'm talking about. The less you have predictability around what's going to work in your business, the shorter amount of time you've been in business, the less you have that clear strategy in your business. So the more you're in the spaghetti stage of business, the shorter term your plans should be. So I'm not saying like set up a 12-month plan or a 2-year plan or whatever and map out on a week-by-week basis for the next 2 years exactly what you're doing. That is not going to be a productive use of your time, because in 4 weeks' time, something will happen, something will change, and everything from then on gets thrown out the window because you've got to really focus and refine from here. So when it comes to planning, I think it's important that you find a way to plan that feels like it's got enough structure that you're sticking with it, but it's got enough freedom that you can be responsive to what's going on and what the numbers tell you. And so I do have for you in the show notes of today's episode, I will pop the link to, I've got a planning template that's free. And also, I'll pop a link to the Heart Center Business Planning System. If the doors are open when you get there, you can jump in and buy it. If they're not quite open, you can jump on the wait list. But I want to give you both the free planner, quarterly planner template, and the opportunity to come and join the planning system, because for some people, just that free one is the level of structure they're ready for right now. That's it, right? It's just some kind of clarity around what are the focal points for this quarter, what are the key strategies for this quarter, and you know, what are some of those milestones that you're working towards. That's enough, because you don't have that sense of predictability in your business yet. You don't have that clarity on, my two best performing lead magnets are this and this, and therefore for the first half of the year, I'm focusing on this one. For the second half of the year, I'm focused on that one. If you don't know that about your business, then you don't know what you're going to be focused on. You're going to have to experiment with a few things. You might try a few things that don't work. Well, you don't want to commit to doing them for a year when you first launch them, they don't work. So having a plan, short term at first, and then moving into longer term as you get more predictability in your business is a way to move out of the spaghetti stage of your business. Because when you're working to a plan, you are making progress towards a goal rather than still just throwing a bunch of different actions out there and seeing what works. And one of the great things about my planning system, if you choose to come and join us in that one, is that it's not just the creating the plan, it's also the review and measure as well. So that then when you go into the next stage of planning, you've got data and insights and a review to help inform that decision making moving forward. So if you have any questions about planning or you want to come and check out those links, make sure that you come on over to tashcorbin.com/369. We'll have the link there for you to go and check out the free planning template as well as the Heart Center Business Planning System. And I hope to see some of you join us in we call ourselves the Planning Posse. And it is a year-long experience joining the Planning Posse because it takes practice and it takes refinement to create and implement a planning system that works for you over time. And you've got to build it to your strengths and what's going to work for you. So it's not a hard and fast thing. It actually is helping you to find the right structure of planning for your business and for your personality type. And it is a really, really powerful opportunity for you to step into that more strategic growth in your business as well. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Center Business Podcast. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.